WTAW News Time, 7:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County Commissioners addressed two economic development projects at this week's meeting.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the commission unanimously passed a resolution intervening in a lawsuit attempting to limit operating hours of the new Axis Pipe and Tube Production and Distribution Center to between 8 and 5.
And they've got like a 10-acre building out there and then a 5-acre building and got just, I mean, there's just lots of things going on.
19 plaintiffs filed the lawsuit in Robertson County, even though the $150 million plant's in Brazos County. Peter says they'll also seek a change in venue to Brazos or Harris County, where Axis corporate office is located. And commissioners will be sending notice to Gundler Foods. The county is terminating their tax abatement agreement.
Well, I think it was obvious to everybody that Gundler was not going to be in compliance with the tax abatement. We give them notice, and then 30 days, it'll be terminated.
Peter says Gundler owes about $9,000 in rollback property taxes and penalties from prior years when their land was classified as agriculture. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Hearn man is off to prison for setting fire to a mobile home occupied by six people 3 years ago. A news release from the district attorney's office reported 43-year-old Robert Goethe pleaded guilty to arson in March. The issue of punishment was argued before District Judge Steve Smith Thursday before he ordered an 8-year sentence. Inside the home were Goethe's ex-wife, their three children, the ex-wife's boyfriend, and a relative of the boyfriend. No one was injured. Blinn College's leadership reorganization now includes 8 deans. Officials recently named a dean for instructional administration. The reorganization, taking away department chairs, remains a point of contention with faculty members. Blanche Brick, who had chaired the social sciences department on the Bryan campus and is a member of the College Station City Council, spoke at the recent Blinn Board of Trustees meeting.
Tonight we stand before you fewer in numbers than on previous two occasions. The summer has scattered our ranks, but not our resolve. We may be walking more softly than before, but we are carrying a big stick.
Earlier this year, administrators hired a dean of educational partnerships and appointed deans for 6 academic areas. 2 thefts of wedding rings this week leads to reminders from law enforcement. Both thefts followed meetings with alleged buyers meeting in public places before running away with the jewelry. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says they're still looking for 2 men who set up a meeting in a parking lot with a woman who had posted online selling a wedding ring set.
In this case, the person selling that ring did the right thing to meet in a public place. However, when it's something that is of that value, you want to make sure that you have someone with you.
McKeithen also suggests asking for the buyer's driver's license and take cell phone pictures of the buyers and their vehicle. Saturday morning will be the unveiling and dedication of the latest statue at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Spokesman Mike New says $150,000 was raised to create a Vietnam War memorial 50 years after the United States became involved.
The helicopter serves as the backdrop to this monument, and coming out sort of a pop-out for this memorial wall, we have 3 soldiers basically in the action of jumping out of this landing helicopter.
The program, which is at Veterans Park Saturday morning starting at 11, is scheduled to include the landing of a Huey helicopter. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
You know, there are pieces of equipment at Super Slow that I have not used in the entire time I've been there. And the reason is, that's not part of my customized program. You see, the first thing you do You go in and you have a look and you try some of the machines out at Super Slow. And then Super Slow puts together a program that is just right for you. So as a result, there may be pieces of equipment that you don't use, but it's a program where you get the workout that you need. You start out by going a couple of times a week. It's about 25 minutes or less. It doesn't take much time at all. But you are able to build up your strength, your core muscles, and you feel better. You set an appointment just like you would for a doctor, but it's personalized for you. Give them a call at 693-6100. They're now in the West Building on the first floor, right there by the College Station Medical Center on Rock Prairie Road. The number to call again, 693-6100 for Super Slow Zone. Minutes a week, in shape for life.
Why does Meepo have all these sponges?
He's ready for spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning means out with the old and in with the new. Perfect time to upgrade your vehicle at Team of Navasota.
Like this 2013 F-150 Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. Plus a 2014 Fusion for $298 a month. Or a 2014 Ford Escape for $19,998.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Voted best in the Brazos. 11 straight years. Nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Sunshine today. We'll certainly see some of that, but we'll also see some cloudiness developing and the potential for a shower or storm. Temperatures are going to be right between 85 and 90 later this afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy at times tonight, lows near 70. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Sunday partly sunny, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with Aggie baseball hitting the road to Houston for the regionals for the 30th time. Also, we've got the College Station Cougars in purple power last night, and the Brazos Valley Bombers won their season opener as well. All that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
Now, who's been there 30 times?
The Aggies have made it to postseason play 30 times.
Oh. And Rice has done it like 20 years in a row. Is that right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it is. There you go. We'll have a game here, 3 o'clock, first pitch, as the Aggies play the University of Texas at Austin Longhorns. Might be some interest in that game. Just saying. Just let me know.
Not bad.
Yeah, see how that works.
It's kind of neat that it really and truly, in this case, counts extra.
Yeah. Get to keep playing if you keep winning.
Yep.
It's kind of neat the way that works.
Well, this one's a double elim.
Yeah, it is, I say, but you keep playing, you know, unless you lose two, then you go home. An entire class of graduating seniors in a Chicago suburb denied their diplomas after the students ignored warnings not to throw their graduation hats into the air during the commencement ceremony. The Ridgewood High School students will not be given their diplomas unless they publicly apologize.
Oh, get out of here.
Do you really want this to
really?
Be, you want this to be the hill you're going to die on? Jeez. School administrators who say the students were warned repeatedly beforehand called the action disrespectful. Superintendent
what?
Dr. Robert Lupo explained the reasoning behind the decision in his blog.
This is what I'm waiting for.
The gym is decorated.
Oh, oh.
The reasoning behind the decision, you know, the gym is decorated. People dress up, some of them. We expect dignified behavior.
It's high school. You're not supposed to be.
Secondly, it is an indoor event. In past ceremonies, people have been hit by flying cars.
Oh, come on.
We just as soon not have graduates leaving with cuts and black eyes, end quote.
I wish they wouldn't have thrown him up in the air, too. I wish they would have thrown him at the superintendent.
The superintendent also addressed the students who didn't throw their caps, saying they should voice their concerns with the students who didn't listen. How's that going to work out for you? Okay?
Show them how to be good sheep.
That's exactly right. Put that ring in your
fall
nose.
Fall in line.
Lead on.
There's part of me that also kind of looks at it and goes, okay, they said not to, you broke the rule.
Uh-huh.
But fall. It's at some point, come on.
Step in line. Just fall in line. Follow the pack.
Man. Anyway. I like that part about you should go and talk to those students and voice your concerns with the ones who threw their caps. You see how many sentences you get out before you get popped in the mouth. I'm
yeah.
just saying. I mean, you know.
No, you can't do that either.
That's it. The people who didn't throw their graduation cap should go and bully the ones who did and make them feel badly. I'm sorry. I know.
That was inappropriate.
I know. I'm being really, really
that
bad.
That was horrible.
Hashtag follows rules.
Yeah, there are parents who are unhappy I'm saying that, but you only get to graduate from high school once usually. So.
Anyway.
Well, while we're talking about graduation and stuff like that, this is kind of interesting. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg delivering the commencement address at Harvard yesterday. Pretty much laid into modern universities and the Ivy Leaguers in particular for the growing push against entertaining conservative thought or conservative speakers on campus.
Now that's news.
Michael Bloomberg, he said in his address, quote, "It's just a modern form of McCarthyism." Think about the irony. In the 1950s, the right wing was attempting to repress left-wing ideas, and today, on many college campuses, it is liberals trying to repress conservative ideas, even as conservative faculty members are at risk of becoming an endangered species. And he went on to say, and that is probably nowhere more true than it is here in the Ivy League. In the 2012 presidential race, according to the Federal Election Commission data, still a quote, 96% of all campaign contributions from Ivy League faculty and employees went to Barack Obama. There was more disagreement among the old Soviet Politburo than there is among the Ivy League donors.
Whoa!
This is Michael Bloomberg!
Woo! Wow!
Neither party has a monopoly of truth or God on its side. When 96% of Ivy League donors prefer one candidate to another, you really have to wonder whether students are being exposed to the diversity of views that a great university should offer, end quote. Thank you, and good day.
Mic drop.
Man, I'm just... That's Michael Bloomberg. Not bad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're guarantee you there's a bunch of folks going, why did we invite this loony guy? Ah. Anyway, so you heard the story maybe on Fox News. Let's say the Willis Tower, which used to be the Sears Tower, but they sold and those people wanted their name on it, which you can understand. They put this sky deck in. What was it? Just not that long ago, where you basically walk out onto this 4-foot ledge, enclosed in glass. You're basically in a box, so you can look straight down if you want to. I can't imagine. Could do that up until Wednesday afternoon when a California family was visiting the skyscraper and heard the glass flooring begin to crack.
Oh, heavens no.
Yeah, uh-uh. While they were out on the ledge. Yeah, that, exactly.
That's like a Bill Cosby. First you say it,
yeah,
then you do it.
That's right. The Chicago Sun-Times says, though, the family may have been scared, but they were really, it says, there was nothing to worry about. Okay. What they said was the plastic coating was cracking and not the glass. It says here they were never in danger.
Don't care.
Yeah. All four glass boxes on the observation deck were closed for routine inspection. They supposedly will be open again today. See how that works.
It's a highly engineered feat of architectural impressiveness because, I mean, if that thing were to crack, the people falling would actually fall away from the building so as not to injure
the building.
The building.
That's it.
The sudden stop for them may not be too good, but...
Yeah, don't worry. The building's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, as long as we know that, then it's all right. The National 9/11 Museum is reportedly bowed to pressure, and they've removed the American-shaped cheese platter from the gift shop. I mean, in what world did they think that was a good idea?
Well, we have to find a way to fund everything.
Is, okay.
And if we don't have the funding, then the museum won't stay open because we don't get any government money.
Yeah, so we'll do that. See how that works out for you. Okay, if you want to see Hillary Clinton, she's going to be on Fox News. She's going to be on a one-on-one interview on the Fox News channel. Tuesday, June the 17th. Mark your calendars or set your DVRs or whatever.
Who's interviewing her?
Brett Baer and Greta Van Susteren.
Ooh, yeah. Both at the same time?
Well, it says the interview will start on Brett Baer's show at about 5:45, and it'll end on the Gretzters.
Wow.
The interview expected to deal with topics including her upcoming book, Hard Choices, the possibility of her candidacy for the upcoming 2016 presidential election, those 2012 Benghazi attacks, and after all, what difference does it make?
Exactly.
Yeah.
At this point.
So we'll see.
It makes no difference.
Make your, plans accordingly. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Alabama investigating several thefts from fast food restaurants in the area like Church's, Fried Chicken, and Arby's. People are stealing urinals.
Just saying. Huh?
Yeah. No fingerprints were obtained, and the officials have nothing to go on.
Thank you.
I was trying to figure out what the spot price of ceramic was right now.
The chief deputy Randy Christian tells a local TV station, maybe we got a plumber who's trying to cut his overhead cost or some nut we hadn't heard about. It apparently, he says, to say the least, it is an unusual theft because we really don't know what to say. All right. What's going on in the Alabama fast food joints? So, a high school in Utah came under fire after editing pictures to remove tattoos and raise some plunging necklines on the female students.
I saw some of these pictures.
Okay. Wasatch High School in Huber City, Utah, said that pupils whose images were doctored had violated the dress code of the school. Why don't you just put a black bar across their face? Students were warned last fall when the yearbook photos were taken that band apparel such as tank tops and low-cut tops and certain slogans on shirts and other inappropriate attire would not be tolerated, subject to editing. So there you are. School officials. <yeah. laughs> Kind of got a segment going on that, don't we? School officials conceded that mistakes had been made, although they gave no specific examples, said it would review its practice of editing in the future. So what did you see that you thought was...
Some of the pictures were just not well done.
Just kind of hacked?
Yeah.
Well, what, so they got some fourth grader to come in and do the edit? Is that what it is? I mean, there had to be somebody at school who's capable of doing
that.
Well,
they said it was just... They were inconsistent in their application of the...
I see. Okay, well, there you go. All right, so that's, once again, the infringement of the rights of the soon-to-be... people in the workforce.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
Time's running out because this deal is good only through the month of May. It's at Sioux Falls Prater, and it's from John Deere. It's the John Deere 3E Series compact tractors with horsepower ranging from 32 to 38 horsepower. And here's the deal at Sioux Falls Prater, 0% down, 0% for 60 months, and $2,000 off. Now, if you've got a big chunk of property you need to take care of, or maybe more than one, this would be a great opportunity for you to get a great deal. And also, there's the John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor with horsepower ranges from 23 to 25. You got zero down there. You got 0% for 72 months and $1,250 off when you purchase two or more implements. It features the AutoConnect drive over deck and the iMatch quick hitch. Those are available for you, but remember, we're looking at the 30th right now, so you need to get in there today or tomorrow to take care of this situation because this is something that John Deere has not done before and Sioux Falls Prater has not done before, and a great opportunity for you to get equipment that you're looking for from John Deere and Sioux Falls Prater. Subject to approved credit and residency restriction, visit the Sioux Falls Prater equipment nearest you. There's one in Navasota on Highway 6. There's one in Bryan on 21, and there's some others around the central part of the state. You can visit cptractor.com to get more information.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979 949-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Good morning, it's 726. The Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Got a 50-50 chance of showers with a high of 87 today. Tonight down to 71 with a 30% chance of rain. Then tomorrow looks like a 70% chance of rain in the forecast as we see it now. And probably for Saturday, that'll happen after 1 in the afternoon. Then there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms on Saturday night. And Sunday, we're looking at a 30% chance of rain. As far as Monday and Tuesday are concerned, back up into the 90s. And the rain's pretty well squeezed out of the forecast. Right now, humidity's 90%. Winds are from the southwest at 5. Partly cloudy skies. We're at 73.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Income inequality. Now, the intent was obviously to give Obama and the Democrats some talking points for the midterms. The new report finds inequality all right. The biggest gaps between the wealthy and the poor are found in American cities, and not just any old cities. The top cities with the most income inequality are Atlanta, San Francisco, Miami, Boston, Washington, New York. Blue, 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 and blue. All of them hopelessly liberal. Democrats own them, Democrats govern them, Democrats tax them, Democrats spend them. Now, you're going to hear a whole lot of excuses for this, like high-tech jobs cause the disparity in income, or the low-income housing projects in these blue cities contribute to the gap between the ultra-rich and the very poor. Forget it. Here's all you need to know. Liberal policies keep the poor in poverty. The Democrat Party has spent almost 100 years growing the welfare state, telling people they can't get ahead, giving handouts that keep them dependent, subsidizing an out-of-wedlock society that traps single mothers and their kids in poverty, keeping wards of the state poorly educated so they can't break free, and in most of these cities, opening doors to illegals who come here poor and then join the welfare state. You know, this income inequality might be a real good election issue to run on against the liberals who cause it, who grow it, and who protect it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since turning 40? If you're like an average woman, probably 5 or more. How many times have you stood in front of the mirror and thought, I don't like my body, but I don't know what else to do? If this sounds like you, please call the Amber Inn hotline at 1-800-229-0134. You see, after 40, the female body changes, so one-size-fits-all solutions may no longer work for you. At Amber Inn, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats and sleeplessness, and effective weight loss. Call Amber Inn today and experience real results for a special discounted price of just $29.99 a month. This offer is backed by a complete 30-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. So, if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call 1-800-229-0134. But this is a limited-time offer, so call right now. 1-800-229-0134. That's 1-800-229-0134.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank, customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A pair of economic development projects were part of this week's meeting of the Brazos County Commission.
Construction is nearing completion of the first phase of the $150 million Axis Pipe and Tube plant between Bryan and Benchley. Neighboring landowners have filed a lawsuit against Axis and Robertson County District Court. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters says the commission voted to intervene on behalf of Axis.
I mean, it's really not the appropriate place for a lawsuit to have been filed. I mean, we've certainly got a commitment to Axis. So all we were doing is trying to intervene in that and get the venue changed from Robson County to either Brazos County or to Harris County, which is where their corporate office is at.
19 plaintiffs, almost all located in Brazos County, want operating hours limited to between 8 and 5. According to the economic development agreement with the county and the city of Bryan, Axis will generate at least 285 jobs with a minimum annual payroll of $10.5 million. The commission also voted to terminate the economic incentive agreement with Gundler Foods, located south of Axis along Highway 6 near FM 2818. The last time Peters heard from Gundler officials, about a month and a half ago.
You know, I hope that they're able to come back and actually go into production out there, but I don't see that there's any way that they could meet. I know they didn't meet it last year, and I don't think there's any way they're going to be able to meet the requirements that were set up under that tax payment agreement.
Peter says Gundler owes rollback property taxes and penalties when the land was previously classified as agriculture, amounting to about $9,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For three consecutive months, the Blinn College Board of Trustees has heard from faculty members opposed to trading academic department chairs for full-time administrative deans. Bryan-based professor Blanche Brick, who is also on the College Station City Council, told the trustees they carry a big stick.
Tonight, I can assure you that those of us who have enlisted in the struggle for the soul of Blinn College will not stand down. We will continue to stand for what we believe is necessary to offer a real educational experience, because we consider this to be a righteous cause. We will not accept the quick and failed attempts to change a college that has become one of the best community colleges in Texas.
Earlier this year, administrators hired deans for six academic areas. More recently, Blinn has announced hirings of deans for instructional administration and educational partnerships. It's been more than 3 years after a mobile home was set on fire northeast of Bryan with six people inside. A Hearn man who pleaded guilty to arson in March asked District Judge Steve Smith Thursday for probation. Instead, 43-year-old Robert Guetta was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Inside the trailer at the time, according to a news release from the district attorney's office, were Guetta's ex-wife, their three children, the ex-wife's boyfriend, and a relative of the boyfriend. A witness told sheriff's investigators Guetta tried four times to set the fire outside the adult's bedroom before the flames started building. No one was injured, and the homeowner was able to extinguish the fire with water from a garden hose. Bryan police continue to look for two people accused of stealing a wedding ring after setting up a meeting with the seller in a parking lot earlier this week. Officer Kelly McEthan says the seller, who posted the ring for sale online, did the right thing by meeting in public.
I mean, I wouldn't even be afraid to ask for their ID. You know, well, okay, yes, I'll hand you this, but I need your driver's license. And make sure it is that person before you, you know, release that property to them to look at. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that. And then that way, if they flee with your merchandise, you either have their driver's license with you, or if they've taken it back, then you know, hopefully have written down that name and information, or, you know, have relayed that somehow so that you can remember it.
College Station police had a similar case this week. While the suspect was arrested, the ring has not been found. It's been 50 years since the United States entered the Vietnam War. That anniversary was part of the planning 3 years ago when Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Committee began working on a Vietnam veterans statue, which will be unveiled and dedicated Saturday morning. Spokesman Mike New says the statue is a helicopter with three soldiers preparing to jump.
And one of those soldiers in particular, the featured soldier, is in the likeness of one of our board members who actually served in that capacity, basically infantrymen jumping out of helicopters during his time in combat Vietnam. So it's very close to our group and what our group's service was like.
In addition to speakers, a Huey helicopter is scheduled to land during the program, which starts Saturday morning at 11 at Veterans Park. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan admits he's among the dwindling number of federal lawmakers still supporting Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki. While Flores contends Shinseki is still doing the best he can with the bureaucracy in addressing shortcomings with VA health care, time is running out.
I think we've given him the legislative tools he needs to be able to start cleaning up his senior management team and have people that perform better. So what I'd be in favor of doing is having him, giving him 6 more months to turn around. If he doesn't, then go ahead and terminate him.
House Speaker John Boehner told reporters Thursday he's reserving judgment about Shinseki, adding that even if the secretary resigns, it won't get to the bottom of problems of the VA's troubled health care system. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, NewsTalk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family without paying overtime charges. You come home, unit's not working, they'll get somebody out there. 690-2278.
Low pressure yesterday morning was in northeastern Louisiana. This morning we find it on the border between Louisiana and Texas. So now that it's backed up towards us, that starts to have an influence on our weather once again. Today we'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Could see a shower or thunderstorm later today, 85 to 90. Tonight partly cloudy, 70. Tomorrow sun and clouds, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 85. It's partly sunny and warm on Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That ball is way back. That ball is out of here for a home run.
That was just part of the action last night from the College Station Cougars as they advance to the state tournament, which will take place in Austin starting Wednesday. We've got that, plus Aggie baseball making their way to Houston, and the Brazos Valley Bombers open their season with the win as well. All that and more in sports here in about 11 minutes.
And it's understandable. It's a busy weekend. There's a lot of sports stuff going on, as does happen. But you know, you didn't have one stinking word about the spelling bee that was on ESPN. I'm just saying.
I boycott spelling bees.
Okay. Scrabble's not bad.
Scrabble sucks.
All right, here we go. From the spelling bee, this is Jacob Williamson from yesterday. Go, Jacob.
Kabara Goya.
No, what?
Kabara Goya. I know it. I know it.
Oh, my God. That's a...
Wait. Okay. Kabara Goya. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabara Goya. What?
What?
Kabara Goya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
So
I guess I didn't totally know it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And you heard the crowd. Oh. What's it? It's a ding. It's just a little ding. Next year they're going to start using harp glasses. Yeah, anyway.
I thought that didn't this one end in a tie?
It did. It ended in a tie, which is really pretty weird. Basically what they did is they ran out of words from what I was reading this morning. What happens is when you get to this point they go to like 25 words that are in the championship level, and it's interesting because the winners had both had the same last name. It was Saram Brown and Anson Brown.
Wow, nah. That's what a coincidence.
Yeah, Saram Hathwar, actually, and Ansu Sujo, correctly spelled as many words as the other one did. So as a result, and actually we were probably rooting for Ansu Sujo because Ansu is from Fort Worth, but... That's okay.
Go Texas.
Yeah, anyway. An eighth grader and a seventh grader. So there. So the seventh grader is Ansu. So Ansu may return next year as kind of a defending co-champion, I guess.
Why aren't there adult spelling bees?
No, come on. You know, the thing is, when this would happen, Chase really liked to take the challenge. I mean, he would basically throw the letter gauntlet down. And a long time ago, way back in the misty past, the Bryan Education Foundation had a spelling bee. And we were fortunate enough to what?
I feel so inadequate right now.
I have no idea what you're going to say, but I've got a lot of stories in my mind that I'm making.
Well, no, and we did it over at the cafeteria at the high school, and so as a result, it was great fun. And you know what's cool is that, I mean, we don't expect to be good, you know. So I didn't. But the thing is, just the way that Chase's personality was, that he really wanted to do well. And you know, I can't spell for anything. I need to mention it was Holscher, Lipsy, and Elmore who were our sponsors back then. But I mean, again, look, it's a law firm, and they're putting us up there to represent them. I mean, how much guts did that take?
That is radio puke extraordinaire. Yeah. I still remember the sponsor.
Well, I know I got to. I mean, listen, they put their name out there. I mean, you know, they lawyered better than we spelled. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, Chase always liked it. I was kind of, yeah, and, you know, Tom was Tom. And the thing is, we would get to talk about it, kind of. It's like the College Bowl, you know, where you'd get to talk about what the answer was. I had no clue. Anyway, so the first word that they spelled correctly was stichomythia, which is an altercation between two actors.
Needing to know how to spell that is like needing to know calculus as a general study.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what that word. Nobody knows what that word is.
Well, yeah, it is. It's if you remember, you can't handle the truth. That pretty much would be an example of that. Okay, from A Few Good Men.
See.
And then the other one that they did was
when are you going to use that in a sentence?
It's a French word about a section of a newspaper. So I'm just saying. I understand, but it was okay. And again, it was great, great, good fun. And I think that BISD Foundation made a little money off of it. I'm not volunteering us to do this. Obviously, Kevin has a little bit of an attitude problem about spelling. So
yes, I do.
I'm just saying. So as a result, we won't be doing that.
That's why God made spell check for idiots like me.
In case we ask. More importantly, there is a proper and efficient way to hold and eat a hamburger.
I saw this the other day.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Have you tried it since then?
No.
Oh, well. So you didn't buy into it. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think this was just me being a curmudgeon, and I've done it this way. This is how I eat a hamburger.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, so here we go.
I'm curious.
All right. Japanese researchers have discovered the perfect way to eat a hamburger. Three experts in fluid mechanics, engineering, and density say thumbs and pinkies at the bottom,
yep,
middle three fingers on the top, then uniformly spread the fingers That will help keep the burger together at all times, thus keeping the contents from mushing preemptively.
Yes, it all makes sense now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because nobody likes preemptive mushing.
I do. I know if it's a big tall burger, I'm gonna smash that thing down to make it workable. That's crazy.
You can wrap your maw around it.
Exactly. But what I love is when they always have like the professional athletes eating a hamburger. You know, which is about as big as a quarter in their hands. And they try to, okay, now get your fingers all around it so it looks like it's, you know, really a big burger and take your bite. Hello.
These are Japanese scientists?
That's correct.
Now that they got all their nuclear problems solved, I guess they're working on hamburgers.
It's Fukushima to burgers. There we go.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
At some point, I think almost every guy has struggled with the feeling that he doesn't measure up. For most of us, that's especially true once we become a father. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. My sense of inadequacy shot to the surface as a freshman in high school. I was in gym class, standing behind a muscular guy named Glenn and one of his buddies. They were talking about how guys grow bigger and fill out as they get older. Without warning, Glenn wheeled around and bam, hit me right in the chest with the palm of his hand. See, this guy, he said, is like a twig. It turns out Glenn wasn't picking a fight. He was just using me to prove a point to his buddy. Eventually, I filled out just fine and even became the high school quarterback. But the feelings of inadequacy stirred up within me that day reappeared the moment I found out I was going to become a dad. Maybe you can relate. It's tough to act like a hero to your kids when you don't feel equal to the challenge. Many dads succumb to that inner conflict and run away, some figuratively by spending hours on video games, hobbies, or addictions, others literally by leaving their family. But that's never the answer. We have to grow through our fears and insecurities and be a source of stability and strength for our children. They need us to stand up and be men. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, we've talked about classic collision and restoration for years and the kind of work that Doug and his crew do that nobody else in town does, and that's the reason people come not only from nearby but far away for the custom work that he does. And it makes sense that if he can do that custom work, then, you know, he can do everyday driver work too. If your everyday driver gets into an accident, let him help you by getting you through all the hassle when you're in an accident. They can help you with that, make sure your car gets to their place so they can do the work on it, help you with all the insurance if you need to rent a car, any of that. But remember, now there's so much more from Classic Collision and Restoration, because Part of their facility now includes auto upholstery, and that includes installing a new headliner or installing new carpet, putting on a convertible top. Maybe you want to change your seats to leather. They can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration, too. And also, they do mufflers and exhaust systems. So everything that you're looking for is right there in one stop. That's at Classic Collision and Restoration. You can give Doug a call at 779-8399, or you can go to classiccollisionandrestoration.com. And you can follow them on Facebook as well. Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 near Sioux Falls Prater.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. Aggies and Cougars and Bombers, oh my. It is baseball crazy in the Brazos Valley. We'll start you off with Aggie baseball, headed to Houston to participate in their 30th NCAA Division I Championship Tournament. The Aggs play the Texas Longhorns this afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's at Rice's Reckling Park, and here's Coach Childress on the matchup.
They've had a very, very good year. Just like always, they're very good on the mound, and I would assume would face a very good left-hander in Dylan Peters, and played some young position players. They've got a couple of veterans at the top of their lineup in Mark Payton and Marlowe that have done a great job getting on base, but they've had some young guys in the middle that have gotten some big hits for them, and you know we're going to have to go play at a very high level.
Maroon and White are sharing the regional with Rice, Texas, and George Mason. Pre-game starts at 2:30, and again, the first pitch is at 3 o'clock live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number one College Station Cougars showed a little purple power last night as they rung up four in the top of the third inning and added five more in the fifth and ran out to a 9-1 victory over the reigning state champ Silsbee in the 3A regional championship yesterday.
Here's the delivery. Swung on, high fly ball, deep left field. That ball is way back. That ball is out of here for a home run. Baylor Rowlett for the second time in the playoffs goes yard. It's a two-run dinger to put the College Station Cougars up 8-1.
Rowlett's two-run shot put it away for good, and College Station is now headed to the 3A state tournament. That game will be Wednesday at either 1 or 4 at Dish Falk Field in Austin. The Brazos Valley Bombers opened their season last night with a 5-4 victory over the Acadiana Cane Cutters. Bombers starter Isaac Fleming earned first win of the season after posting seven strikeouts over five innings of work. A&M product G.R. Hinesley, who set the Bombers' single-season RBI record last summer, picked up right where he left off last season, notching two RBIs. Game two of the Bombers' four-game road trip is tonight at 7 p.m. at Acadiana. The Bombers open up their home schedule June the 3rd at Cellucor Field, and that game will be carried live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the NBA playoffs, the San Antonio Spurs own a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference Finals after Tim Duncan delivered 22 points and 12 rebounds in a 117-89 spanking of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Green will take it in the lane, off to Duncan inside, off the glass, shot is good from Danny Green. Tim Duncan with the basket.
Manu Ginobili came off the bench, poured in 19 points, and Danny Green contributed with four three-pointers. The Spurs were on the mark from everywhere, shooting 51% from the field. Here's Coach Greg Popovich on the yeoman-like work of Tim Duncan.
You know, he's just a solid player. Never does anything amazing, except in the fundamental nature of the way he plays. It's amazing because so many people don't. But he takes great pride in doing everything he can, to anchor a defense.
The Spurs can lock up their series Saturday at 7:30. In the NHL Eastern Conference Finals, all New York needed was one win, and all it took was one goal.
McDonough on the puck, around behind for Boyle. Out in front, Dominic Moore shoots, he scores! Dominic Moore gives the Rangers a 1-0 lead in Game 6.
The Rangers' stifling defense held Montreal to nothing, and they won 1-0 last night in Game 6 to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years. Dominic Moore scored the lone goal late in the second period, and Henrik Lundqvist needed to just make 18 saves in the game. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers were hot early.
Line down the left field line, slicing. Kubel on the run, can't get it. One run is home, two runs are home. Here's Martin being waved around. The relay to the plate. Martin, a slide, he is safe. Chute clears him off with a three-run opposite field double. It's 3-0 Texas.
Shin-Shu Chu hit the three-run double in the second. The Rangers went on to beat the Minnesota Twins 5-4 to win their second straight four-game series on the road. Rangers had been in a bit of a skid, but skipper Ron Washington was impressed with how the team had bounced back.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and we were playing good baseball, and I just want us to stay consistent and continue to get better.
On now to the Houston Astros, where the Stros extended their winning streak to six games with a 3-1 victory over the Baltimore Orioles. Greg Springer hit a tie-breaking two-run homer in the seventh.
Pitch, a slider hit in the left field. Pretty deep, pretty deep. It's out of here! George Springer! How about that? Seven homers in the last seven games now.
Springer's shot also lifted his extension to the rookie hitting streak of 11 games so far. On now to off the court in the NBA, an individual with knowledge of negotiations tells the Associated Press that former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has agreed to purchase the Los Angeles Clippers for $2 billion, that's with a B. The person said Ballmer and Sterling Family Trust have a bidding agreement, which must be presented to the NBA for approval. Shelly Sterling has agreed to sell, but there's still questions as to whether Donald Sterling is also willing to sell. And we'll wrap it up in the PGA, where Rory McIlroy has a three-stroke lead heading into the second round of the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. McIlroy carded a pair of eagles on the back nine at Muirfield Village en route to a 9-under 63. Masters champ Bubba Watson shares second with Paul Casey and Chris Kirk. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see. Okay, so we had the high school students who can't get their diplomas because they threw their caps up in the air
right
after the superintendent told them not to. We got the high school annual in yearbook in Utah. Do you call it an annual or a yearbook?
Yearbook.
Okay. High school yearbook there in Utah, where they had to blank out tattoos and raise apparently plunging necklines. Comes now the story of the brand new yearbook at Winter Park High School in Florida, chock full of spelling errors and grammatical mistakes. Tim Smith, principal, said, "Unfortunately, the production was not up to the standards that we're working to improve the product for next year." I mean, somebody lost their contract. Yearbook is a student-run publication with a teacher who instructs students and oversees publication. Unclear if the yearbook will be reissued. Of course it won't be reissued. Those things are expensive. But you see, and I don't know what the errors were, but you know spell check in there somewhere had to be part of the problem.
Well, it looked okay to me on the computer.
Okay, here we go. So that you know everything, all the problems have now been solved. Coming out soon, there will be new nail art decals that will light up when you use your Android device. I mean, is
nope.
This a great country or what? Well, I mean, you won't. The sorry, iPhone fans, not happening yet. You'll have to sit on the sidelines. The Lumi Deco Nail uses technology that transmits small amounts of power to communicate with your smartphone or other small electronic device. SheFinds.com says the nail decals will even light up when a person using a card with a mag strip or a credit card goes by.
So it's Woo-hoo! Like the shoes that the kids wear that light up just
yeah,
for your fingernails.
That'll be annoying. All right, there we go. 50% chance of rain, 87 for a high temperature today. Got a 70% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 85. We're looking at 74 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.